Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is John 13, 1 to 15. The Gospel according to St. John chapter 13, verse 1 to 15. It was just before the Passover festival. Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you." My theme for reflection is love that kneels before it speaks. Love that kneels before it speaks. There are moments when rules get unexpectedly reversed. When the manager makes the tea, the professor stacks the chairs, or the host quietly washes dishes while everyone else is still talking. At first, it feels awkward, almost wrong, because our instincts are trained to expect status, not service. That same discomfort fills the room in John 13, when Jesus rises from the table, takes a towel, and begins to wash dusty feet. The disciples do not understand because the problem is deeper than dirty feet. It is a misunderstanding of power, love, and what God's kingdom actually looks like. John tells us that Jesus knew his hour had come. He is fully aware of betrayal, suffering, and death, yet his response is not withdrawal but humble action. Peter's protest reveals the tension. A Messiah who kneels unsettles human expectations. In a world shaped by hierarchy, the teacher becomes the servant. The disciples live within the limits of unfolding time, unable to see that this small act foreshadows the cross itself. Jesus Christ laying aside his robe, just as he will lay down his life only to take it up again. The problem of pride, confusion, and fear is resolved not by explanation alone, but by embodied love. This act echoes the hospitality of Genesis 18, verse 4, where Abraham offers water to wash the feet of strangers. reminding us that welcoming others has always been a secret sign of God's presence. The humble service Jesus performs is not an isolated gesture, but the fulfillment of God's long story of covenantal love and care. What begins as an uncomfortable moment at the table becomes a new vision for community, one shaped not by dominance, but by mutual washing, mutual forgiveness, and mutual love. Scott McKnight captures this vision when he writes that the kingdom is the people of God living under God's reign. Jesus is not merely giving a lesson in manners. He's forming a people whose identity is shaped by cruciform love. "You do not know now," he says, "but later you will understand." Understanding comes through participation, through lives that mirror the kneeling Christ. The disciples will live and die carrying this pattern forward, discovering that leadership in the kingdom is measured by how deeply one is willing to serve. For Christian people today, the invitation is clear. The water basin still stands before us. Love may look ordinary, even hidden, but it carries eternal significance. When we choose humility over status, reconciliation over pride, or quiet service over applause, we step into the rhythm of Christ's own life. The one who loved to the end continues to shape a community where dignity is restored through shared acts of grace. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, where do I resist letting Christ wash me? Where pride or fear make me pull back like Peter? Number two, who in my life might need an unexpected act of humble service this week? And now our practical exercise for the day. Today, perform one intentional act of unseen service. Help someone without announcing it, and pray quietly for that person as you do it. Lord Jesus, you who knelt before your friends and loved them to the end, cleanse our hearts from pride and teach us the courage of humble service. Help us receive your grace with openness and offer that same grace to others. Shape your church and people into communities where love bends low, heals wounds, and reflects your kingdom. May our lives become living parables of your mercy, now and always. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.